You ask me the question of who I am. There are days when I'm not quite sure, but in reality, my name is Greg O'Brien. At age 59, I was diagnosed with early onset Alzheimer's.
Since January, writer Greg O'Brien, now 65 years old, has been documenting his experience with early onset Alzheimer's disease and sharing it with us.
How do you tell your kids that you got Alzheimer's? It sucks.
On losing independence.
I know I shouldn't be driving, but I just hate to give it up.
And day-to-day struggles.
Hey, I forget where I put the keys. Where are they?
Recently, Greg has been thinking differently about the future. Today we hear him talking to his doctor and with his wife, Mary Catherine. They're talking about when to let go. Because Greg doesn't just have Alzheimer's. He also has stage 3 prostate cancer, which he's decided not to treat.
All right, I'm talking with my doctor and one of my best friends, Dr. Barry Conant. I have a couple exit strategies, one of which is not treating the prostate cancer. Are you okay with that?
Absolutely. I think, honestly, in a perverse kind of a way, it gives you solace. Maybe it will shorten the period in your life which you find right now to be something you want to avoid. And so far, you're only talking about neglect of a potentially terminal condition. If you decided to be more proactive, that's where the discussion becomes more interesting. Some people would say I'm violating my Hippocratic Oath by discussing that, but I think I don't feel uncomfortable having that discussion. And, you know, while you still have the ability to reason, it wouldn't be a bad discussion to have with your family.
One of the things that keeps me going is my family and fear of what happens. And just tell me again what you told me about that and the letting go part.
Nobody is indispensable. Nobody. And if you or I were to immediately vanish from the earth, our families would do fine. They have family support. They have friends support. They're in a nice community. It's a terrible sense of loss that they'll have, but they will do fine. And if they were honest with themselves, they'd realize that they're going to do fine.
Down at Wellfleet Harbor in Wellfleet, Massachusetts on the Cape, with my wife, Mary Catherine. It's kind of a time just to talk with Mary Catherine about where we are. Tell me what you're thinking about.
Going through, you know, Alzheimer's, it's not the plan.
Where do we go from here?
That I don't know, because I'll be working. I don't know.
You know, the other day, it's getting so frustrating for me that, I mean, I care obviously deeply about you and the kids, but I could see 3 or 4 more years of this, but I can't keep the fight up at this level. We talked about that the other night. How did you feel about that?
I don't want to talk about it.
Can you see it coming?
Yeah, I can.
Are you okay with me not treating the prostate cancer?
Only because you're okay with it. And you need that exit strategy, and the exit strategy with Alzheimer's is horrible. So, well, they're both horrible.
You know, I've been there with my grandfather and mother and don't want to take my family and friends to that place.
I know, I understand.
Do you still love me, dear?
Yes, I do, dear.
I love you, too.
That's Greg O'Brien and his wife, Mary Catherine. You can hear previous installments in our series Inside Alzheimer's at our website, npr.org.